You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Raven got into a car accident, and instead of just being like, yeah, it was a mistake, it was terrible, he just immediately started giving excuses why it wasn't his fault.
Listen, I mean, I gave all those other things to the other people. I mean, first and foremost, when you get into a car accident, you get out. Don't admit guilt. Don't do this. Don't do that. Just, you know, make sure everybody's okay and then hand over your insurance and stuff like that.
I would immediately start apologizing. Why would I do that? I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, I feel like when you hit somebody, you know?
It's not worth crying. I mean, first off, it was only like 5 miles per hour, and it's in a parking lot. And again, you know, there was some questionable stuff going on there. You know, the more I reflected on it and thought about it after, as I'm making the actual claim to my insurance company, I'm like, you know what? Maybe if there had been more observation here, maybe if I had gone inside and demanded the video from Costco or whatever, I would have felt differently. But you know what? In the end, you know, it's just best to get it dealt with and to move on.
All right. So explain what happened.
So, I mean, I'm driving the other day. I go to Costco. My wife is out of town. It's her and the girls weekend. They're gone. And I start driving. I leave my house and it's like rain or sleet or whatever. And then as I'm getting on the road, I notice my GPS is going crazy and it's getting super long. And I look and the whole thing is going like yellow to red. And it turns out, like, just going over that one little area, maybe 4 miles away from my house, the weather turned terrible. Like squalls, wind, there's icing, there's all sorts of terrible stuff, right? Cars are sliding out on the highway and I think to myself, maybe I should turn around. But, you know, I'm hungry, right? And I say, if I go slow, the adventure is here, no problem, right? I get off the highway, I go to the store, there's cars stuck on the ramp to get in and out of Costco. I go in, I text my wife and tell her, you know, listen, make sure you drive safe when you go home today. And I go to the gas station. As I leave the gas station, I pull out from the gas station and go to Costco and run right into this white SUV right in front of me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you hit the car from behind.
I was on the side, kind of T-boned it, you know, a right rear door.
All right.
And like right next above their tire.
Seems pretty much like that's your fault.
Well, you know, there were some determining factors going on here, Anna. I mean, first and foremost, who puts an electrical box right there with that big bush right there? All right.
Yeah.
I'm pulling out of the thing. There's no stop sign here in the parking lot. So I look over to the left of me to the best that I can. And there's a big electrical generator box here. And then there's, of course, this white SUV that emerged from behind that I hit at that
excuse
time.
Number one, it's the Bush's fault. What's your excuse number two?
Why are there no stop signs here? Wait, we can't afford stop signs in the Costco parking lot? Like, this whole thing is made like a maze. It's like a honeycomb of different directions going on here. Nobody ever behaves themselves in the Costco parking lot, including when the weather's good.
Excuse number two, there was no stop sign. Go
That's
ahead.
Right. If only Walmart had put my tires on like I had made the appointment for the week before and got that done in time, I would have had more traction. Hence, I would have been able to actually stop my vehicle.
You couldn't wait in the Walmart waiting line to get your tires.
I waited 4 hours, man.
It's Walmart's fault. Number four.
White cars should be ordered to stay home in whiteout conditions.
Yes.
I mean, that makes total sense. Like, what are you doing out here with your white SUV?
White cars, it's their fault they get into accidents.
100%. And it's my wife's fault because if we weren't running low on toilet paper, like, what am I even doing here?
It's the toilet's fault in your house.
Yeah. And I'll give you a bonus one right now here. If they don't have insurance, has a crime ever actually occurred?
Why, they didn't have insurance?
I don't think they did. You know, like, I took all their info, and I gave all my info, and I took a photo of their insurance ID, and I didn't notice until I called my insurance carrier when I got home. Theirs was expired. I mean, it might just be expired, the piece of paper.
Correct.
On the other hand, they might be, you know, lifelong criminals, and they should be paying me.
Yeah, you're right. It definitely wasn't your fault.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. we are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.